farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's program, we share hurricane tips for farmers and fishermen. Stay with us to hear more at later or Jamaican Saying of the Day segment. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us on Calling Farmers.
Hilda, that has to be one of your better meals, man. Everything is just marvelous.
Thank you, sir.
Cornbread is a little bit tough doing.
It's true, you know, Miss Carla. It's like me never put any baking powder in there.
Hilda, didn't you use the baking powder Mr. Phillips bought?
I bought? Don't tell me you used the snail insecticide powder.
Never buy pesticides in unmarked containers. Always buy them in the original containers, which are labeled. And never store pesticides in the kitchen among food items. You and your family could be poisoned. Always treat pesticides carefully and lock them away from children.
You've got to be careful when using pesticides.
Farmers stand to suffer extensive losses during natural disasters such as hurricanes. Knowing what to do before, during, and after a hurricane can minimize the volume of damage or loss sustained.
All necessary precautions should be taken to ward against the unlikely event of losing crop as a result of the excessive wind.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. Before a hurricane, take chickens and other domestic birds into a building and place them safely in a cage or box if possible. Release larger animals such as cattle, horses, or mules in an open field area. Tying animals increases the chances of injury. Check on animals early and move them to a safe location away from riverbanks and areas likely to have landslides. Provide enough water and feed to prevent them from breaking out. Remove carts from under trees and remove the wheels for added protection. Chemicals, fertilizers, and other toxic materials such as sprays or pesticides should be stored in the safest sections of buildings as they may cause fires if mixed. Reap mature crops. Pick coconuts. Cut or trim huge trees close to the house. After the hurricane, remove zinc sheets, lumber, nails, and other items that can cause damage to animals. Clean up debris of damaged grass or other agricultural crops. Salvage valuable trees or plants. Clear hanging limbs that can cause damage. And dispose of dead animals immediately. Here are some tips for the fisherfolk. In addition to general precautions, remove boats to higher grounds. Turn them over, secure with a rope, or tie the boat. Boats can also be filled with sand and sunk for protection against high winds. Fishermen should protect their nets by weighing them and securing them where they will not be washed away by floodwaters. Evacuate low-lying coastal areas. Do not go out to sea if a storm threatens. The strength or speed could change unexpectedly. And be certain of an alternate safe route to the nearest shelter in your area.
I'm appealing to all the fisherfolk, especially on the banks, to head for home and ensure that their lives are safe. That is more important than any catch that they might have.
Agriculture Minister Carl Samuda. All farmers are being asked to stay on alert as the ministry continues to provide updates and to follow the directives given. And now for our Jamaican Saying of the Day. Better safe than sorry. Translation: it's better to be safe than to be sorry. And this means, it is wiser to be cautious and careful than to be hasty or rash and do something you may later regret.
The Legal Aid Council assigns an attorney from a panel of over 500 private lawyers to represent you in a criminal matter from the first court day to the conclusion of the matter. A magistrate, judge, director of a legal aid clinic, or the Legal Aid Council may grant your application for a lawyer. Registrar of Circuit, Gun and Appeal Court can also certify legal aid assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.